American soundtrack, Nate Kenyon hits U.S. hard with populist-themed song for real people doing real things. Like Our Fathers Did and Our Fathers' Fathers Did. By John Kahn on July 8, 2026. It's impossible to celebrate America's 250th birthday without acknowledging the importance of the arts, culture and storytelling. As part of Breitbart's special ongoing coverage for the 250, we reached out to some of Nashville's most talented songwriters and artists and asked them to write original songs that reflect how they feel about America. The acoustic performances you will see mark the first time these songs have been heard by anyone and the first time they have been performed by their respective writers-artists. We are proud to present our readers with what we are calling American Soundtrack. When you think of hot young writers in Nashville, there's a name that always surfaces. Seemingly no matter what circle you're in, Nate Kenyon. Kenyon didn't grow up on county music but rather was drawn to heavier acts like Eminem and Aerosmith. It wasn't until later in life that he gravitated toward country. But those earlier influences of rock and rap didn't stray far from the Georgia native and you can hear it in his unique singing and songwriting. Kenyon overlaps genres and pushes the boundaries of phrasing and melody, creating a sound that's just cool. It's as simple as that. It's cool. Among his many credits, he's written with Lainey Wilson. Has had cuts on albums for Lee Bryce, Low Cash, two songs on Luke Bryan's new record. And has collaborated with so many other high-profile artists and writers in Nashville. Back in February, Breitbart went on the bus with Lee Bryce to Turning Point USA's Alternate Super Bowl halftime show, where Bryce debuted a song off his upcoming record Sunriser. The song, Country Nowadays, we described as an intimately musical and lyrical yearning of a man who just wants to live his life at a time when so many are hell-bent on telling others how to live theirs. There were three writers on that song: Lee Bryce, another Nashville hitmaker, Matt Alderman, and Nate Kenyon. And that makes sense, particularly after hearing his original song for Breitbart's American Soundtrack entitled U.S. When you listen to U.S., it feels like a passionate musical pointing of the finger reminding everyone to never forget real people doing real things. There's almost a justified anger in what he's written and how he sings it, a middle finger to the elites. Kenyon told us that when thinking about what kind of song he would write for this project, he thought about his mom who lives in Baxley, Georgia, works for the post office. Just middle America, just working her butt off. He went on to say that without those people this place, America, would fall apart. From bus drivers to gas stations to attendants to bricklayers. Kenyon covers a lot of ground with the imagery he evokes in the lyric and focuses on a common work ethic among those who keep this country running every day. Up before the rooster crows. Working ourselves to the bone. Like our fathers did. And our fathers' fathers did. And our fathers' fathers' fathers did. Everything in this song feels authentic, like Kenyon knows everything and everyone he's writing about personally. And his singing style only adds another layer of truth to what feels like a no to populism. And what's more, by using the first-person collective, the singer-songwriter makes no distinction between himself and those he's writing about, which makes this deeply personal. You can't spell USA without US. Follow Nate Kenyon on Spotify. Follow John Kahn on Instagram. U.S. Written by Nate Kenyon. Performed by Nate Kenyon. Riding round the kids in a yellow bus. At the BP station turning on the pumps. At the Waffle House filling coffee cups up. Us. Making sure the hair and the grass gets cut. Fixing all the potholes and the ruts. Putting all the bad guys in them cuffs. You can't spell U.S.A. without us. You can't spell U.S.A. without us. America without me. And my kind, I guarantee that the land of the free would go bust. Cause you can't spell U.S.A. without us. Us. Loading up these tractor trailer trucks. Growing corn and peas and any other thing you shuck. Tending bar, coaching ball. Painting walls, laying brick. Who you think builds the office? For them big wig pricks. You can't spell U.S.A. without us. You can't spell U.S.A. without us. America without me. And my kind, I guarantee that the land of the free would go bust. Cause you can't spell U.S.A. without us. Up before the rooster crows. Working ourselves to the bone. Like our fathers did. And our fathers' fathers did. And our fathers' fathers' fathers did. Oh, you get it. You can't spell USA without us. You can't spell USA without us. America without me. And my kind, I guarantee that the land of the free would go bust. They know good and damn well this whole place would go to hell. Cause you can't spell USA without us.